Good afternoon, and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. I'm pleased to be joined this afternoon by Renee, who's here to speak with us about the recent recording and listening blog. Welcome, Renee.
Hi, Lakota. How are you?
Oh, great. How are you?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
Oh, good.
Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Just loving this recording and listening blog. What an incredible resource for us to have with all these great ideas about how to practice with the powerful tool of recording and listening.
Yeah, totally. Yep.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And this last blog was great. Maybe to get us started, you could tell us a little bit about the blog.
Sure. It's basically about waking up in a state of mind that is depressed and unhappy and kind of what I used to call dread, or I still do, I guess, call dread. And so I had heard some ideas about recording and listening, like before bedtime, even while you're and listening to the recordings while you're sleeping. And then waking up and recording and listening to recordings or recording and listening, either one. And so so I can't remember a time that I mean, other than childhood, when I was, as an adult, that I didn't wake up feeling kind of, like something bad was going to happen or, just didn't feel good mentally. And so I started doing it, and I started recording before I went to bed, and then I started sleeping, listening to recordings, and then waking up and recording. And since I did that, and I have to say, even since I wrote the blog, I don't wake up that way anymore at all, ever.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's amazing,
it's
isn't
really
it?
Huge. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Totally.
I mean, talk about a practice works kind of experience, huh?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Describing an experience that, I mean, I definitely know in my experience, and sounds like a lot of people experience that, kind of being beaten up by conditioning as we sleep, and then waking up in the morning into that. It makes so much sense. We're just so vulnerable in that state as we're sleeping. There's no conscious adult to be there, kind of interfering with what self-hate does to us, and we just kind of wake up into that, whatever it is for us, but that, oh gosh, dread or whatever, and then recognizing that, and then and hearing from other people in practice. And this is a place where that recording and listening blog is so great, right? We get these wonderful ideas and these tips, and thinking like, well, maybe I'm going to practice with that. And then you described, like, oh my gosh, this just wholesale like commitment to, like, I'm going to just pull out all the stops and do everything I can to support this person. So recording before you go to bed, which is like loving, supportive reassurances from the mentor about how to take care of yourself before bed, and then listening to recordings that, inspiring recordings all through the night as you sleep, and then upon awakening, listening to recordings about gratitude. And then since engaging with that practice, no more dread in the morning.
No. Yeah,
and
which is incredible, and I didn't realize the extent of it until, I was asked to do this, and I was thinking, like, well, I haven't had that happen in a really, really long time. And there's times where I'll wake up in the middle of the night with a feeling of, unhappiness or depression or fear or something, or I'll be in the middle of a dream. And the recorders say it went off or something, and then I'll just immediately turn it back on, and it immediately goes away. So I just keep doing it. I just do it. If it happens again, I just do it, and then it just goes away. I don't know what else to say other than it just disappears.
And you make a wonderful point there, too, that, in a way, it doesn't even matter if it comes back. It doesn't matter if the voices wake us up in the middle of the night, with some fear or dread story or whatever, because we have that, we're in that process of being in this loving, supportive relationship with the adult, with the mentor, that
Yeah.
You've got that support with you all the time, no matter what.
Right, right. Exactly, exactly. Yeah, and you know, we're in a culture that wants things to go away fast. We want to get better quick. You know, there's lots of pills mm-hmm. for that. Well, I really haven't experienced any pill that works faster than this. So I'm just saying,
yeah.
Once you start, I think you probably have to practice doing it some to get the hang of it, to get started and start
sure.
doing it. And then, you know, but then after you do it a while, it just, you do it again and it just, you know, that voice, you turn your attention to the recordings and then that's where you are. You're with the recordings. You're with whatever you're hearing, you know, and you're in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, as soon as you turn your attention there to that recording, that's where you are. That's your experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's great in this culture of this quick fix culture where you just want to push a button or take a pill and have it all go away and just be perfect right now. You know, that's recognizing that's not how it works. And yet, I mean, as far as really effective solutions to working with this
mm-hmm.
stuff, this is about as good as it gets, huh? And it's
yeah.
really
yes.
impressive. It, like you said, it takes a little bit of practice. It takes definitely
mm-hmm.
some willingness to show
yes.
up and do it. But boy, we show up and we do the practice. We turn our attention to that loving conversation with a mentor. Redirect the focus of the attention away from the fear or dread stories or whatever, and to that beautiful, loving conversation. Then that's the experience.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, just want to say that. Some of my recordings are from retreats, you know, and so I have those that I can go back to for, like, you know, when you're on a retreat, you record. It seems like, well, at least I've recorded a lot more when I'm on retreat than when I'm not on retreat. And so
uh-huh.
I can listen to, you know, anything that happened on the retreat or poetry that maybe I recorded while I was on retreat or,
mm.
you know, the teachings that are given. And that's really helpful, too, to have things available to listen
mm.
to, you know, that are right there on your recorder.
Yeah, definitely. To have
yeah.
just files and
yeah.
files of wonderful, supportive, inspiring things to listen to available on our recorder. And retreat recordings are a
mm-hmm.
great thing to turn to, or the positive, uplifting conversations, poetry. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, as you're talking about that, too, I was just thinking about that incredible recording and listening website. Where, I mean,
mm-hmm.
gosh, you know, a person could go in there and just record all the recording and listening blogs. There's just a million
yeah,
different ideas.
That's a great idea.
Wonderful
yeah.
tips and, you know, places to focus, you know, places to record about. Man, it's endless,
yeah.
really.
It is endless. And when you think of the books, you could record books, you know,
uh-huh.
Sherry yeah. Nashwani's books. You could record.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I listen to radio shows or if, you know, just if it's more convenient or something, you know, if I don't have my recorder right there or whatever,
yeah.
maybe I'll use my phone and listen to a radio show instead or something like that.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, there's no reason for, I don't really do it in an organized way. You know, like there's
sure.
a voice in my head sometimes that'll say, these are so mixed up and so all over the place and you need to get them organized. I'm just like, nah, I'm just going to listen to whatever is there at the moment and that works just fine.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that's
yeah.
the voice we don't need to listen to. And then the mentor drops in, you just listen to whatever. It doesn't really matter. And that's one of the beautiful things about being engaged in a practice conversation, that it's the process, not the content. It really kind of doesn't even matter what the recording
yeah,
is about.
Yeah, that is such a good point.
Nice,
yeah.
Just to be in a conversation about practice, it just takes you right to that place of showing up in presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yep.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, so I'm very grateful. Yes.
Yeah, so grateful. Yeah, so grateful for this practice, this incredible blog with all these ideas and this amazing
mm-hmm.
recording and listening tool. We're never alone.
No, we're not. And that recorder's right there. And the blog does have tons of ideas and other things people have done and, you know, I just love hearing all the different ideas and reading there or listening to people talking about it on the radio show or whatever. It's just an endless amount of information that you can, you know, use for your recording and listening practice, definitely.
Yeah, yep, it sure is. It's wonderful. As you're talking about that, I was just getting that, you know, if we really want to wake up and end suffering, then this practice, and now with all these tools, the newly designed website, the recording and listening blogs, they're just such a clear, you know, we're just supported right through the whole process. It's such a, you know, just do this practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, no reason to use that excuse of not being supported because it's all right there, all over the place.
Yep. Well, I see we're coming up to the hour. Was there anything you wanted to add before we end?
No, I would just, you know, encourage people to, you know, just start somewhere. Start with maybe doing it before you go to bed, and then just get your archives of recordings built up on whatever you want it to be, poetry and teachings, you know, books, your own talking to the mentor, whatever. Just get some stuff in there and then listen to it no matter what the voices say.
Listen to it no matter what the voices say. Yeah, that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Renee, for being with us and sharing your experience.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Take care. Good night.
Take care. Bye-bye.